The East Lansing Wastewater Treatment Plant's permit to dump treated water into the Red Cedar River expired more than 4 years ago. The city applied for the renewal of the permit on time back in 2012, but the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ, has only just now said they're reviewing it. So why are they doing it now? How unusual is it for a permit to be expired for so long? And what does it all mean? Here to help us answer some of those questions, Alice Dreger of EastLansingInfo.org, Eli, a free independent news and information website that we've discussed on our show recently. She's the founder and board president. Welcome back, Alice.
Thanks, Mark.
The permit in question is what authorizes the water plant to dump the effluent, the treated water, into the Red Cedar. And to clarify, this does not affect drinking water, correct?
Correct. The permit relates to the Clean Water Act, and it's the idea that anybody who's dumping things into public waters needs to be sure that they're dumping clean water. Mm-hmm.
So the permit expired, and when you found out that it had not been renewed, you tried to find out why. Talk to us about what you found.
Well, I was a little shocked to discover that it had expired 4 years ago, because it doesn't seem like in any other instance you could have a public license that is this important that would simply expire and not be addressed for 4 years, particularly in a plant that had a mercury spill that was covered up and spread around the city, in a plant that's had another recent spill, in a plant that's had a lawsuit brought against it, which is actually how I found out about this stuff. And so I started making calls to the city, then to the DEQ, then to the EPA, trying to find out why it would be. And really, to be honest, I still have not gotten an answer on why it's taken 4 years. And as far as I can tell, the reason they're dealing with it now is the lawsuit and my calls. Hmm. They opened the permit finally to look at it about a week after I nagged the heck out of them.
Well, Current State reached out to the DEQ to invite them to be on the show or to comment. Mike Bitondo of the DEQ Permit Office told us that there's a backlog of these kinds of permits all across the state, and they're working to try to get all caught up by next year. But he also said it's not uncommon for them to expire. What more do you know about this backlog and how the DEQ deals with it?
I've been trying to find out more about it, but it's very difficult to find out because the DEQ is sort of authorized to do this by the EPA in the state of Michigan. And if you go to the site that the EPA runs for these permits, the DEQ has not been inputting the information. And in fact, the EPA has a note on the site that basically says, if you're looking at Michigan, it may be way behind in terms of the data. And so you've got a situation where you can't even look up and see in some circumstances what the current information is on various groups that dump into the water.
And in these circumstances, I take it the municipality, in this case East Lansing, is just the old permit is just extended?
That's what they told me, that it is extended. And when I said to them, where's the paperwork on the extension? They said there is no paperwork on the extension. They don't need any paperwork, which I found kind of amazing that you would have a major wastewater treatment plant. It doesn't just cover East Lansing. It also covers Meridian Township and MSU. So it's a significant size wastewater treatment plant dumping 12 million gallons of water treated a day into the Red Cedar River. And yet the DEQ's attitude was, oh, yeah, they applied 4.25 years ago, and we just haven't looked at it, but there's been no back and forth paperwork whatsoever. I found that pretty shocking. And I also find it pretty shocking that they're even using an application that's 4 years old. The personnel has radically changed at the plant. The plant itself has changed. The city has been making changes to the plant that are significant in the cost of millions of dollars. The numbers that are on the application are outdated and wrong at this point. And so, you know, imagine your driver's license, right? Would the state really allow your driver's license to go 4 years expired and simply say, oh, we haven't gotten around to reminding you that your driver's license is expired. Don't worry about it. There's no paperwork on it. And by the way, we'll just use your eye test that we did 4 years ago. That's, I think, what we're looking at. And it's pretty disturbing. You know, I don't think the DEQ folks are bad folks, but they're underfunded, understaffed, and they're way behind on regulatory stuff.
We're talking with Alice Dreger of EastLansingInfo.org about the delay in repermitting the East Lansing Water Treatment Plant to return treated water back into the Red Cedar River and the other recent challenges that that plant has been facing, which you alluded to just a minute ago. A lot has happened here over the past 4 years. I think quite a few locals know about the mercury spill, which you alluded to, but there have been other things that have gone on too. Can you touch on a few of those?
Sure, absolutely. So a couple of weeks ago, there was a new ferric chloride acid spill, which involved 600 gallons. And
This is weeks ago.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the city's not exactly even sure why the spill occurred yet, and they're not sure what it's going to cost to clean up and what it's going to involve. But basically, this type of acid that's used at the plant got into the soil all over the place, they think, because a ground pipe that was transmitting this stuff broke. And so that's going to be another major spill cleanup. It's actually difficult to know how many other spills there have been because you have to go searching through a lot of information that's not publicly available and use the Freedom of Information Act to get information. But in addition to this, the lawsuit that's been brought against the city by plant workers alleging failure to take care of their safety includes things like in 2007, the city hired an outside consultant to look at asbestos at the plant. And the consultant found significant amounts of asbestos, including what's called friable asbestos, the kind of asbestos that can actively harm you. It's crumbling and you could breathe it in all around the plant. And the consultant correctly recommended that they immediately put signage up, that they immediately make sure that the workers were advised of where this was and to make sure they had personal protection equipment when it was the case that they were going to be in these areas. None of that was done, as far as we can tell. I mean, I've looked through all of the records, the transcripts from the depositions in the trial. And so for 7 years, nothing happened. And it's only because of the mercury spill causing a scandal that the asbestos became known and then the lawsuit happened.
How much access or how much have you heard from City of East Lansing officials here in your travels related to this story?
They are understandably reluctant to answer a lot of my questions, and so I press pretty hard on some things, like trying to find out from them, did they reapply for the permit, what's going on with regard to this regulation or that regulation. But I have to use the Freedom of Information Act quite a lot to find out what's going on.
So back to the DEQ, they issued a public notice that they're reviewing the city's application for the permit, but the timeline here turned out to be very, very interesting. In fact, the time for public comment is about to expire, and I think it appears that a lot of people just learned that there was a public comment period. Do I have that right?
You absolutely do. The public comment period expires tomorrow, and what people can do is they can look up My Waters. It's spelled M-I for Michigan, Waters, and if you search that, you'll find a place where it says there's a public comment period open, and then search it by the county, which is Ingham, and it'll bring up the wastewater treatment plant. You can post a public comment. But the only way I even found out about that was that I was nagging them again to say, when are you going to review this permit? And they sent to me a very odd email that said, the public comment period will be opened on August 19th, but they were sending me this message on
September 9th,
which meant 3 weeks earlier the public comment period had opened. It was only sort of coincidental that I even found out, and it's not clear to me when it really was open, to be honest. So there's this incredibly tiny window on a plant that has a history of enormous amounts of issues, closing very rapidly, I suspect because they don't really want to have to deal with too much public comment on it. That would be my suspicion. Otherwise, I can't understand why, if they're serious about wanting public comment, they wouldn't, for example, the City of East Lansing wouldn't issue a press release saying the public comment period is now open on our wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah.
But the city's been silent on this.
Yeah. What's been the response from the community to your reporting?
I think a lot of shock in terms of realizing, you know, the City of East Lansing is a pretty well-functioning city. And so if this is going on at the City of East Lansing, what else is happening in the state of Michigan with regard to wastewater? And then the other reaction has been, I think, one of gratitude that, you know, we're bothering to follow this stuff up. As we talked about last time I was on your show, the situation right now economically for news is that people don't want to pay for news, and that's meant that we don't have a lot of news reporting at the local level. And as a consequence, a lot of us are doing it voluntarily to try to make sure our government is functioning correctly.
Alice Dreger of EastLansingInfo.org. Eli, we've been talking about the way ahead here for the East Lansing Wastewater Treatment Plant and that permit they need to dump treated water into the Red Cedar River. Thanks for sharing what you've learned about this, Alice.
Thank you, Mark.